Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Zoe. Hey, Zoe! She left a review on our Apple Podcasts about her idea for a story, which you can do too. So make sure you hit subscribe and leave a review with your idea for a story, and maybe I'll turn it into a spy adventure. Zoe, are you ready? Let's go! One afternoon, Zoe was busy getting ready for her ballet class later that day. She was so excited because she loved to go to ballet as much as she could. All her friends were there and she loved her teachers, and it was just so fun. And today was a special day because instead of driving in her parents' car like normal, today was a scooter day, which meant she got to ride her scooter all the way to ballet class. This was a very special treat because she was very excited to show all her friends her new scooter. And so she was getting everything ready. She got her helmet and her backpack and her ballet shoes and everything that she needed. And then it was time. Let's go! She hopped on her scooter and zoomed off towards ballet class. It was only a couple minutes away, especially when she was going super fast. And she was really excited, so she was going as fast as she could. By the time she got there, wait a second, it looked a little different. There was a lot of water outside of the building. More than, like, it looked kind of like there was a pond outside, and there's not normally a pond outside of ballet class. That's very strange, but oh well, I'm super excited, she said. I cannot wait to practice my pirouettes and show everyone my scooter. And so as she walked inside, her teachers were standing there, and there were a couple students that were there, but some were late, so they weren't there yet. And Zoe was so excited to show them her scooter. She said, guys, check out my scooter. Isn't it so cool? And everyone came over and looked at it. They said, wow, I wish I had one like that. That's so awesome. Zoe felt really proud of her scooter. She was really happy. And her teacher said, all right, everybody, I need you to gather around and put these on. She had never seen these before. What in the world? Her teacher said, these are very special masks that help you breathe air underwater. Wait a second. Zoe said, this is ballet practice, right? We're going to be dancing, right? And the teacher said, yeah, this is ballet class. It's just going to be a little different today. All right, are you ready? Everyone put your masks on. Let's go. And the teachers walked into the room, which was surrounded by mirrors, which is normal for ballet. And as everyone got ready, the teacher said, all right, all the masks on. Great. I'm going to open the door and a surprise is going to come in. Are you guys ready? Yeah, everybody said. And just like that, the teacher opened the door and oh my gosh! Ah! Zoe couldn't believe it. There was water rushing into the room so fast. Everyone was screaming. They couldn't believe it. We get to swim today? Yay! They were so excited. The ballet classroom turned into a ginormous swimming pool. And best of all, they had these super special breathing masks so that they could stay underwater and breathe. Oh, how cool is that? Can you breathe underwater? No, me neither. And actually, yeah, kind of like a fish. You're right. Fish can't breathe underwater, but we can't. And so, as they started swimming around, the teacher said, all right, everybody, so I need you to put on these special heavy shoes. And these special heavy shoes will help you stay at the bottom instead of floating to the top, which is going to be really important for what we're about to do. And everyone said, okay. And they put on these special heavy shoes, which made them sink all the way to the bottom of the pond. It's a good thing we're wearing these masks, Zoe said. or else this would not be very fun. I would have to hold my breath for very long, and that would be a lot of work. So I'm glad I have these masks. And just then, the teacher walked over to another door, and she opened it. And pretty soon, what is that? Oh my gosh, it's an octopus and fish. Wow! Out of the door came swimming an octopus and fish and seahorses and all kinds of creatures and even a shark and a whale. The teacher said, "All right, everybody, these are our special dancing guests. Everyone say hi." Really? Are you serious? They waved at the creatures, and they waved back. What? Are these like friendly animals? The teacher said, "Yes, Zoe. They are specially trained for ballet. The shark, the whale, the octopus, and all the fish and the seahorses, they're actually really, really good at ballet. And so I've invited them to dance with us and so we can have a fun time." Is this safe? Are they friendly?" "Yes," the teacher said. "All the animals are very nice. And sometimes they get a little hungry, so we have to remember to give them a special snack if they get too hungry, or else they might nibble on our shoes or our hair. That would hurt. So let's not let that happen, okay? All right, everyone, line up, get ready. Let's practice our pirouettes. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And the teacher started going through all the practices. And it was amazing. All the animals, all the fish and the shark and the whale and the octopus and the seahorse, they were incredible. Have you ever seen a ballet practice before? Yeah, it's super fun and really cool to watch. And these animals were actually very good. Zoe couldn't believe it. It seems like they've been doing this a very long time because this was not their first time. But all of a sudden the whale, he's licking his lips. Oh, and his belly just started rumbling. What do you think that means? Does that mean he's getting hungry? Teacher, excuse me, Zoe said. Oh, not right now, Zoe. We're still practicing. Hands down. Zoe didn't know what to do. The whale was getting closer to the teacher. Oh my gosh. I hope the teacher doesn't get eaten. Wait, where are those snacks? Zoe ran over and grabbed one of those whale snacks the teacher had talked about, and she threw it towards the whale. And the whale gave a big smile to Zoe after he chomped it all down. Whew! I guess she really was hungry, Zoe said. I'm glad she didn't eat the teacher. That would have been crazy. And then the class continued on, and they had such a fun time. And then all of a sudden, Zoe heard, "Zoe! Zoe! Zoe! Wake up! Wake up!" Zoe opened her eyes and, "Oh my gosh! What time is it?" Her mom said, "It's time to get ready to go to class. You just fell asleep on the couch and it's time to go. Get your scooter." Oh my gosh. Zoe couldn't believe it. It was time to go. Was that all a dream? Oh my gosh, that was a really cool dream. But I gotta go to ballet class. See you later, guys. Bye. The end.